Have you ever noticed how the people you work with can make or break your day? While 70% of our job satisfaction comes from workplace relationships, most of us leave these crucial connections entirely to chance. We exchange pleasantries, dive into tasks, and hope for the best, until inevitable misunderstandings and conflicts emerge. This passive approach manifests in various ways, avoiding difficult conversations, making assumptions about others' intentions, and letting small frustrations accumulate without addressing them. When relationships deteriorate, most people simply resign themselves to disappointment, treating damaged connections as an unavoidable cost of doing business. But what if there was another way? What if, instead of leaving our most important professional relationships to chance, we could intentionally design them for success? This revolutionary premise, that working relationships can and should be deliberately crafted, forms the foundation of a powerful framework for transforming how we connect with colleagues, bosses, clients, and everyone else in our professional orbit. Like regular maintenance for a car or health checkups for our bodies, our working relationships need consistent attention to remain healthy and productive. The payoff? Greater success, deeper satisfaction, and work that feels meaningful rather than draining. At the heart of transforming professional connections lies the concept of a best possible relationship, BPR, an intentionally designed working partnership built on three essential qualities. First, a BPR is safe, removing fear and creating psychological safety where people aren't punished for speaking up, making mistakes, or challenging ideas. Think about how differently you behave when you feel safe versus threatened. Your creativity, honesty, and willingness to take risks all expand dramatically in environments where you don't fear judgment or reprisal. Second, a BPR is vital, making work both essential and enlivening by combining purpose, autonomy, and mastery. This vitality emerges when you feel both competent and challenged, when your work matters and you have agency in how you approach it. Consider the difference between tasks that drain you versus those that energize you. Vitality comes from work that engages your strengths while stretching your capabilities. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, a BPR is repairable, acknowledging that all relationships will experience damage but can be fixed with commitment and capacity. This means viewing conflicts not as relationship-ending events, but as opportunities for growth and deeper understanding. Like a broken bone that heals stronger at the fracture point, relationships that successfully navigate conflict often emerge more resilient than those that never face challenges. These qualities don't emerge spontaneously. They must be cultivated through deliberate conversation and ongoing maintenance, beginning with what's called the Keystone Conversation. What if, instead of fixing weaknesses, we designed relationships that amplify our strengths? This is the essence of the first Keystone Conversation. What's your best? Like climbers Alex Honnold and Edmund Hillary, we all experience moments of peak performance when our talents, skills, and context align perfectly. However, there's a vital distinction between being good at something versus being fulfilled by it. Many fall into the curse of competence, excelling at tasks they don't enjoy. The key is articulating this difference. I'm good at financial analysis, but what energizes me is synthesizing complex information into strategy. The amplify question's power lies in making our strengths explicit to others. This shared understanding helps design work that leverages each person's best qualities, leading to higher engagement and better results. Just as the moon creates predictable seasons enabling civilization, our habits and preferences establish work rhythms. The steady question, "What are your practices and preferences?" explores these patterns. Some tackle complex problems before noon, others peak in the afternoon. Some process by discussion, others need quiet reflection. Some prefer frequent check-ins, others value autonomy. Sharing these preferences isn't about demanding accommodation. It's about creating transparency in how we operate best, making collaboration more effective. When both parties understand each other's patterns, they can better align their work styles and accommodate differences. Like skilled lighting directors who make their subject shine, certain working relationships illuminate our best qualities. The good date question, what can you learn from successful past relationships, prompts reflection on partnerships where you felt understood and found the perfect balance of challenge and support. Analyzing these successes reveals the specific behaviors that created this dynamic. Consider, did these people challenge you intellectually while offering emotional support? Did they balance autonomy with guidance? Were you more authentic with them, taking greater risks and showing more initiative? The bad date question, what can you learn from frustrating past relationships, requires examining your role in professional struggles rather than simply blaming others. These experiences often reveal your relationship triggers. Do you shut down during public criticism, struggle with micromanagement, become defensive when your expertise is questioned? Sharing these insights during your keystone conversation helps others understand your sensitivities and how to work with them effectively, while learning about others' past struggles helps you avoid repeating patterns that have caused them difficulty. The repair question, how will you fix it when things go wrong, acknowledges that every working relationship will face moments of crisis. Like earthquakes in Japan, relationship breakdowns are predictable. Discussing repair strategies in advance creates both encouragement and liberation. As Mr. Rogers noted, anything that's human is mentionable, and anything that is mentionable can be more manageable. Effective repair strategies include naming what's happening, I notice we seem to be talking past each other, staying curious about other perspectives, remembering shared goals, seeking understanding, de-escalating when needed, and taking initiative to rebuild connections. Like satellites damaged by space debris, relationships accumulate small injuries through daily interactions. 6 maintenance principles keep relationships healthy. Stay curious, remain open-minded, stay vulnerable, share what matters, stay kind, assume positive intent, adjust always, make small corrections, repair often, address hurts quickly, and reset as needed. Periodically recharge the relationship. We exist as nodes in a complex web of relationships that shape our identity and impact. Like trees communicating through underground networks, humans thrive through connections. While often labeled as soft skills, relationship abilities are actually the primary differentiator in career success beyond basic technical competence. Relationship maintenance requires both giving and receiving. Asking what's working well helps maintain positive interactions, while noticing quiet gestures, subtle bids for connection, strengthens bonds through small acknowledgments. When damage occurs, repair is essential. Surface unspoken issues before they fester. During conflicts, remember to breathe, listen to understand, distinguish facts from judgments, and maintain open body language. While not every working relationship will be exceptional, each can improve through intentional investment in building the best possible relationship. The quality of our connections determines both personal fulfillment and our collective capacity to create value in an interconnected world. We don't just have relationships, we are our relationships.